Sean from Youth Brigade, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, just like that lovely voice just said. My name is Ashley Kissman. I'm your host for the next hour, and we're going to be talking all about women in media and in music, because pretty much go hand in hand. You are tuned into What Pink Sounds Like from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. here on CITR. You know, we're broadcasting from the wonderful University of British Columbia, as we always do. And we're going to get the show started off right. I've got lots and lots of new music for you today that I'm really excited to talk about. One in particular that I want to start the show off of is with Austra. Now, their debut LP is out today. It's from Canadian musician Katie Stelmanis' goth pop project. And you might recognize Katie's name, as she was formerly a member of Galaxy. So Austra is a Toronto electronic goth trio, and it's not only made up of Katie Stelmanis on vocals, but also Maya Postupski, and on drums we have Dorian Wolf on bass. A little known fact about Katie is that she's actually a classically trained musician who joined the Canadian Opera Chorus at age 10. That's pretty sweet. Another cool thing about Katie is that she is out and she is proud. She is not afraid to sing about her sexuality and to write about it and really make it about her music and infuse those things into one. In fact, this track I'm going to play for you off their album Feel It Break Now is the song Beat and Pulse. The music video to this song does explore female erotica. You can check out the video on their MySpace page. Too cool, super artsy, and that's where we're going to get off the track today. But stay tuned, because not only do I have MIA coming up after that, I also have the latest from The Head and the Heart. This is the Seattle group's debut album, and this is definitely a group that you want to keep your eye on. But first, now, we'll go ahead and do Austra right here on What Pink Sounds Like.
We'll be right back.
That was Austra off their album Feel It Break. That was The Beat and The Pulse. Check out their MySpace page. Very cool electronic goth sound. And currently number 4 on CITR's music charts. Up next, I got a nice treat for you. This is Paper Planes featuring by MIA off the album Kala.
If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly like Piper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name.
I'm gonna make you mine.
democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. You already are.
Was MIA with Paper Planes. You know you love that track. Anyways, guys, I've got brand new stuff from the Head and the Heart, actually. Now, this is a Seattle group that's gotten a lot of buzz lately. Now, their debut album, The Head and the Heart, which is self-titled, of course, is kind of heavy on old-time instrumentation. It has kind of some gospel harmonies to it. It's kind of neo-folk and basically super happy and soothing. This is a six-piece band with members Jonathan Russell on guitar and vocals. You have Josiah Johnson as well as guitar and vocals, and you have Charity Rose Thielen on violin and vocals, Tyler Williams on drums, and Chris Zash on bass, Kenny Hensley on piano. So a really big group, really big band. And this band is for fans of Fleet Foxes and Mumford and Sons. You are going to love them. This is going to be downloaded into your iPod or whatever you use, your phone, and you're going to listen to them on repeat. Paste Magazine reports that The Head and the Heart had already sold actually 10,000 copies of their independent debut when Sub Pop signed the group last November. They also opened for Vampire Weekend, played two sold-out shows with Dave Matthews, and earned major props from NPR, which is the National Public Radio in the States, kind of like our CBC here, and become the toast of Seattle's kind of indie folk scene. Not really bad for a group that kind of just got their act together last year. So here it is. I'm sure you're going to love it. This is Lost in My Mind right here on CITR.
Put your dreams away for now. I won't see you for some time. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Mama once told me, you're already home where you feel love. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Is older than me, but oh my brother, don't you worry about me, don't you worry, don't you worry, don't worry about me. How's your engine running? Is that bridge getting built? Are your hands getting filled? Won't you tell me, my brother? 'Cause there are stars up above. We can start moving forward. Getting built, are you? you tell me, my brother, is there a star?
Power Chord on CITR 101.9 FM has hit a metal milestone as Canada's longest-running all-metal radio show, and they want you to raise your horns and help them celebrate. Power Chord, the Invisible Orange, Scrape Records, and 430 Productions present Power Chord's 25th anniversary show, May 21st at the Rickshaw Theatre with the 2010 Power Chord Bands.
Orok! Magnus Rising!
Scythia!
Scissor Tooth!
Titan's Eve!
And as part of their North American tour, headliners Woods of Ypres. If you love the metal, then you don't want to miss this. On Saturday, May 21st at the Rickshaw Theatre, get your tickets at Scrape Records today. All ages, doors open at 6.
And that was The Head and the Heart, The Heart and the Head, excuse me, before that. And so anyways, guys, you're listening to What Pink Sounds Like. Up next, the latest from The Kills, the UK duo return with their fourth release, and continue just to sound a hell of a lot louder and fuller than two people. Those are the words of our music director, Luke, here at the station. So check it out for yourself. This is Satellite off their album, Blood Pressure.
Through. Oh.
become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
And that one was Imaginary Cities off their album Temporary Resident and Don't Cry. I have to say I love that album and I love that duo. They're from Winnipeg. Definitely check them out. Before that, we had another awesome legendary rock duo, The Kills, off their new album Blood Pressure, and that's Satellite, the song that's getting a lot of buzz right now. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Ashley Kissman, and I'm taking you until 2 p.m. to celebrate women in media and music on my little program that I like to call What Pink Sounds Like. And hey, if it gets you through the lunch hour as well, then I've done my job. So guys, next up I want to play kind of a funny album that maybe I wouldn't normally play on this program, but you know, it caught my attention. It just added recently to our library here, so I thought I'd give it a try. This next album features greats like Willie Nelson and Norah Jones, and this is an album called Here We Go Again, celebrating the genius of Ray Charles. Now, I think, you know, not many people would argue with the fact that Ray Charles was indeed a musical genius, and this kind of makes sense that they would do this tribute to him. This album that I'm going to play for you was recorded live in New York City in 2009, but Rolling Stone says the best part of this whole performance, of this live performance, is the Norah Jones and Willie Nelson duets that I'm going to play for you. So without further ado, this is Crying Time with Willie Nelson and Norah Jones.
It's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. And I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Now they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that tears are only rain to make love grow. Well, my love for you could never be no stronger if I live to be 100 years old. Oh, it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes, and I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long until it's crying time.
found someone that you love better. That's the way it's happened every time before. And as sure as that sun comes up tomorrow, crying time will stop when you walk out the door.
Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. Look in your eyes, and I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time.
That was sweet, wasn't it? I kind of liked that. So that was Norah Jones and Willie Nelson, that duet Crying Time off the album Here We Go Again, celebrating the genius of Ray Charles. Definitely a country feel, but what do you got when you got Willie Nelson there? And Norah Jones adds her jazzy, soulful voice. So that's a lot of fun. Go ahead and check out that album. Up next, I have the one, the only, Adele. This is Rumor Has It.
Your love anymore. These words. I'm leaving you for.
That was Adele. She's got a sold-out show in Vancouver May 31st, which falls on a Tuesday. And Wanda Jackson is actually opening for her. So I'll see if I can play a track from Wanda Jackson later in the hour. Yeah, sold-out show. I mean, that's how big Adele is right now. This is her second album, 21, of course. And if you've been listening to this show every week or you're tuning in the same time every Tuesday, you know I can't get enough of her. So I think it's definitely going to be a show to remember. If you got tickets, congrats. You are definitely one of the lucky ones. Up next, I want to play the latest from Tao and Mira. Now, these are two female indie rockers, both with really successful solo careers, and they are collaborating for the first time on this self-titled album. NPR Music reports that Tao and Mira originally paired up for a one-off set at 2010's Noise Pop Festival in San Francisco, then later embarked on a tour together with their band The Most of All. So after that, they realized this is working pretty well. They soon recorded over a two-week period only and came up with this. This is their track 11. Let me know what you think. Here it is on CITR.
Anybody Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Was Wanda Jackson off her album The Party Ain't Over, and that was Rip It Up, a little taste of her. She's opening for Adele May 31st, and that sold out show, and she sounds awesome, so definitely check that out. Again, Wanda Jackson, I'll have to play more of her leading up to the big show as well. I've got a couple tracks left for you here on What Pink Sounds Like, but stay tuned at 2 p.m. on CITR. Linda B is coming up next to give them the boot. All about Italian music. Really great show here on CITR. I'm going to mix it up a bit here. Going to go back to some contemporary R&B. This is a little bit of Divine Brown and the Love Chronicles. This is the next best thing.
Painted a dream for you and me. Now things are complicated in your life. You have placed small things between you and I can't fake love, 'cause true love comes in time, and it ain't easy for me to believe you're not a part of me. Go off wandering, baby, you ain't got no time for me. You don't wanna talk to me, and it seems that you would rather be cruising the streets looking for the next best thing when I'm standing right here. With your bad habits, it's problematic. Oh, patience is a virtue, but do I have to put you on a curfew? Now that's a tad bit drastic. Don't think you really want me to be mean, 'cause you make me do some crazy.
crazy things to prove that I love you. Yes, you do. And I don't want to, but I feel compromised by the words you chose. Baby, you ain't got no time for me. You don't wanna talk to me. And it seems that you would ride for me, cruising the streets looking for the next when I'm standing right here. Why do you do the things that you do, when you lead me to believe that you do more than you could, and it plays my heart into when you choose someone brand new. Fill my world with fantasies, then we lose all that is true. Baby, you ain't got no time for me. You don't wanna talk to me. Baby, you ain't got no time for me. Yeah. You don't wanna talk to me. Oh no. I'm standing right here.
See, I'm just the one, the one who looks over, a timid and shy smile. If only I could be bolder, I know I could try. But I don't think those words would come out right. But I know I could try. So here it goes. Did you happen to know I won a spelling bee when I was only in grade 3? Did you happen to know I placed third in a speech meet when I was in grade 3? So what was it like when you were young and 17? I know I tried to fight a chick twice the size of me. I know that I lied just so that I could stay out all hours of the night, just to stay out all night. Let's talk about love. Let's laugh about love. Let's sing about the stars. Let's drive into the night. Let's talk about love. Let's laugh. So what was it like when you had your first kiss? I remember mine, just cause you practically missed. And what was it like when you had your heart broken? I know I cried, and it took a while to feel whole again. Let's talk about love. Let's laugh about love. Let's sing about the stars. Let's drive into the night. Let's talk about love. Let's laugh about life. It's time.
to be held. Let's talk about love. Let's laugh about love. Let's sing about the stars. Let's drive into the night. Forget about the day and look forward to tonight. Let's not worry about right now. Let's not try and answer why. Let's just open up our hearts and sit here for a while. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about love. Talk about love.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
Well, thanks for listening to What Pink Sounds Like today, and tune in for Tuesdays in the future for What Pink Sounds Like. Up next, we have Linda B with Give 'Em the Boot, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Before that, I'll just say the last few tracks. That was Hannah Gorgas off the album The Beat Stuff and Let's Talk. And then before that was Divine Brown off the album The Love Chronicles with The Next Best Thing. Both Canadian ladies right there, so always great, obviously, to support our Canadian superstars. Have to say, watch out though, in the next two Tuesdays I will be absent from the program. Oswaldo from the Morning After Show will be taking over my slot for the next two Tuesdays. I will be in Michigan for a wedding, actually, and I'll be a bridesmaid, and I'm only hoping that my experience as a bridesmaid, it's my first time, is going to be as fun as the movie The Bridesmaids that's coming out. They're calling it the female version of The Hangover Part 2. I'll have some things to say about that when I get back, so be sure in the meantime to go ahead and listen to the podcast of What Pink Sounds Like on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com. Pretty simple enough. And I also give up little write-ups about certain discussion topics that I talked about in the show. Big thank you to everyone who called in today. Whether you love the show, hate the show, whatever, it's always good to know that people are listening, and I always love hearing your feedback. Again, guys, thanks for listening, and I'm going to leave you now with PJ Harvey off the album Let England Shake. This is In the Dark Places.